This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, 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 hello. How's everyone going today? It's Nick here from Anxiety, AS Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. Just thought I'd pop in here again, and I'm trying to keep creating some podcasts on a regular basis, one per day or one every second day, and I've lost count of the segments or the episodes, but today it's been an interesting day, and I thought, okay, so we're not always going to be on top of our game. Sometimes we go into some emotional times, or some circumstance happens, and in life and health, and things can get a bit, you know, lopsided, and so. My question is, like, can we actually still be like, learn to be resilient to this kind of thoughts and emotions when things are don't always play out way? And I think the thing is, we're always expecting, right, for us to have a great day, and we forget to actually celebrate the great days. And in my coaching, I know that when I ask my clients, like, okay, so have you celebrated your wins, or did you celebrate the good day? Because the truth is, there's always a challenge around the next day, the next corner. So life is in duality, and you know, there are challenges, and things just can happen not in your normal. I mean, it's not normal. We can't say that life is normal. There's always going to be something, like, something's going to be triggering off, as I said, circumstance, situation, change. It's a bit daunting when you think about the unknown, you know. And when we do study the greater awareness of oneself, knowing thyself, knowing who you are, and it's kind of scary out there to be living in the uncertainty, you know, to accept the uncertainty for some of us. Especially those that they're kind of anxious avoidance, in as far as anxiety goes, the anxious avoidance people, like a little bit by myself, I am an anxious avoidant, and I just kind of freeze things, and, you know, go in places that I shouldn't have stayed too long. It's good for me that I'm resilient to the idea that, you know, I can bounce up quickly. It's just normal to be part of the duality from every you know, ebbs and flows, and knowing that I can, you know, just find the right time, and when the time is right, I'll make decisions to make a change. Even though when change is coupled with there's something called the homeostatic impulse, with when you couple that with anxious anxiety, yeah, there's a bit of, you know, there's a bit of lack in change happening there. There's a bit of a delay in decision making there. Nothing wants to be changed in life. So when things do change, and some of us can be resilient, some of us sit on it for a little while. But the problem thing was with some people, they can actually get stuck in the problem forever. Okay, that's not good. So, you know, through meditation and, you know, through regulation, through mindfulness, through understanding life in general and just being aware, I just, things can change. We can become more stronger and more resilient. So I did put a question out there. I said, I want to create a meditation on challenges. And the thing is, the more that I'm aware of it, and if I'm not careful, the more I'm aware. Awareness is great because it does allow you to create, you know, from problems to solutions. But being aware too much can kind of say, okay. Yeah, once again, we can really go down the rabbit holes if we're not careful of our awareness. We can be over aware, and that can kind of lead us to being stuck on attention or something on our super awareness. And sometimes I'm thinking that maybe it's a blessing not to be so aware, or maybe it's a blessing sometimes to be anxious avoidance. But that, again, everything is a habit, everything we can get stuck into. So how do we cope with this? So I've got here, how do we cope with this? How do we heal with these challenges in life? How do we heal with this? You know, how do we get over the duality of this awareness? And it could be both a hindrance and a blessing to us. Now, I think I think we need to know it is all about how we approach the situation. On one hand, the duality awareness can hinder our healing process by bringing us like past traumas. You know, we can go back in time on the timeline or negative emotions. It can make us feel like overwhelmed and stuck in a cycle of distress. But on the other hand, duality of life can also be a blessing, you know, and sometimes we should celebrate those blessings. Even the time we're feeling great, once again, it's really important to actually celebrate those moments, because, again, life is in duality. You never know what you're going to get. And that's the hard thing. Once again, I keep repeating, so it's a challenge to be able to be stuck in the uncertainty. They go into catastrophizing, you know, and, oh, no, why me, all this sort of stuff. You know, we can get stuck. We're humans. We can get stuck easily in that. So it does allow us to become aware of our wounds, acknowledge, we need to be able to acknowledge them and work towards healing and towards our growth. So how do we actually cope with this duality? And how do we actually cope? Maybe we can look at embracing acceptance. Maybe acceptance is a real good key, okay? Acceptance that the duality is a natural part of life. Healing is never like a linear process. It's never, you know, it's always works in side by side. And, you know, there will be ups and downs and along the ways. And, you know, we need to embrace those challenges and blessings and then come with it with awareness. You could have lost someone in your life at the moment, or someone passed away, or it could be anything in your life that's kind of happened. Maybe you lost a lover. I lost a friend that you invested so much time together. And, you know, it just happens. And that throws you down to the, you know, it closes your heart. Yeah, it melts. It really melts your heart. And then, you know, but, yeah. And then we can also look at cultivate self-compassion. This is important. Be kind and compassionate towards ourselves. or yourself as you navigate like through the healing journey. And that life, here it goes, life has a healing journey. It is a healing journey. And also to understand that sometimes healing takes time and effort. If we just keep treating ourselves with love, whatever you're going through, and patience, allowing yourself to heal at your own pace. At the moment, I'm going through a situation. I will have to pull out a big tooth out of my mouth, and it's coming that time where, you know, dentures might be the key, or filling, or a new replacement of a tooth, and it's coming to that time and this kind of challenge, and and so. At the moment, when I'm actually doing this podcast, I'm also celebrating even the ebbs and flows of that, you know, just realizing it's going to be okay. I'm just going to put some love and treat myself some love and patience, and just not just sit around, maybe go for a walk or something to, you know, it's not the end of the world. Maybe you've experienced this before, pulling a tooth or replacing a tooth, and all the negatives that might be going with, thoughts might be going with losing a tooth. But, you know, in time, things will heal. The body gets used to, you know, used to all sorts of things. It's amazing how it adapts to change and eating a certain, you know, position with the mouth and etc. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that little story with you. And the next thing we can do, we can seek support. Like maybe when I'm actually talking to you guys right now, I'm actually seeking for support. So don't be shy, don't be restricted to, you know, reach out to people on multimedias and anywhere, you know, supporting, you know, reach out to others who can provide you some guidance and support. Whether it's, you know, maybe some therapy or group support therapy or trusted friends and family, you know, having a support network is so important, guys, so important to get out there, and it does make a significant difference in life. And especially how we cope with our challenges, our ebbs and flows of life, you know, and all the healings. Another one we can do is like practice mindfulness. Like I do this every day, and it's a big life changer to be able to practice mindfulness meditation. And I'll incorporate mindfulness and meditation into the weekly healing routines. This allows us to really not to judge it, not to get engrossed into something, but actually create the awareness and float above it, beyond it, but not to be, you know, into it, and not to be able to, you know, react in a different way, that the reaction might be like, oh, going down a different level of awareness and a lower frequency of energy, like, okay, so pity, empathy, you know, all this sort of stuff, or the lower vibrations of life. You don't need that. But through meditation, we can just not judge it, not, you know, not respond mentally with it. The healing process takes time. We can kind of practice, the practice of mindfulness helps us like become observant and acknowledge the duality of awareness, you know, that it's there without the judgment once again. You know, they can also provide a sense of calm and inner peace amongst the challenges. So, yeah, the sense of calm, yeah, inner peace. That's what we get out of meditation, the sense of calm, the sense of inner peace. You know, living a life with not so much judging it, because that just takes us down to rabbit holes, and sometimes those rabbit holes are not easy to get out of. So, yeah, this duality and this ebbs and flow and the healing is a personal journey. You're never going to get out of this alive. I'm in the figure of speech that, you know, we've got to go through the journey. The journey is full of healing. It's simple as that. And it's how we cope with it, you know, and how we embrace the duality of the awareness. Do we look at it as an opportunity to learn and grow and transform with time and patience and self-compassion? Or you can navigate through the challenges and experience the blessings that come with the healing. So the blessings are, once again, it's so important when you do get the moments that things are going so well for you, right? Heck, Start celebrating this moment. Don't you, maybe you can come out of a out of that rabbit hole you've been in there for too long. Maybe that's where the hope is, to be able to, you know, see it as a blessing, and so that we can get out of the rabbit holes and get out of that pit, get out of that darkness, or whatever you want to call it, the duality, the abyss. Get out of there. There's no need to be there that long. So I think, yeah, that was my thoughts today, and my thoughts on that. And yeah, it was different because I did feel a bit emotionally unstuck, and but hopefully, you know, because of my practices and because I teach anxiety, and things are a little bit easier for me. But I understand what you guys might be going through. People that, you know, whoever comes on board and listens to this, I understand. I understand that it's all about changing the mindset. And, you know, changing the way we think, changing, accepting the circumstances rather than fighting it. It's okay. I always like this quote from Michael Singer. The only time things will be okay when we're okay with things. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The only time things will be okay when we're okay with things. The point is, once we're not okay with things, right? That's it, down the rabbit hole. So let's, whatever comes our way, given some strength to it, the idea that it's okay. It's just a journey, and there's just healing around the corner. Having said that, it's almost time to go for a little walk. It's my therapy, walking trees. But before we do that, before I do that, I would like to invite you now, you know, to get into or to come to have a meditation with me. I invite you to come into a space that, you know, we can, you know, let's go into a meditation together. Because then all this speech, all these little presentations and thoughts and sharing a story with you guys about ebbs and flows today, there's always that meditation and on this particular segment. So so the theme of it is like the theme is ebbs and flows, the duality and changes and challenges of life and the circumstances and situations we allow ourselves into or by habit lead to a chaotic situation, but we don't want to be stuck too long. So this particular is on healing, the challenge, the awareness, the duality, the hindrance of it, or the blessings of it, and how do we cope with it, cope with the ebbs and flows and the duality of life. So I'm just going to go into getting us ready for the meditation. So, using the power of the pause. Hello, everyone. Just coming back to our meditation. Coming back to our meditation, to this this particular broadcast, and this podcast was all about healing, challenges, duality, awareness. Duality can be a hindrance or a blessing. And how do we cope with it? And you know, sometimes it was just about feelings and you know, little feeling unstuck today, and I thought I'd create and express on a meditation, and you know, we'll have ups and downs, and it's a part two of my last broadcast, and it was more detailed in it. So it's now that time again to come into our meditation on this particular topic. And you know, it's just finding a place where we can be feel comfortable, a safe space. You know, you whether you're sitting down or laying down, whatever your comfortable space is for you, I invite you to close your eyes gently. And we'll begin with a few deep breaths together. But before you do that, let's touch base and just go into the pause. We are one. We can all just sit here in the same spot. Take a gentle breath in through the nose. And exhale gently. Feeling your oneness, the center, the middle point, the place between yin and yang. Just touching base. The pause is a wonderful place. It is where, once we intentionally give us that instruction, give ourselves the instruction to just go pause, stop, think, observe, and feel the procedure, the process, what actually happens when you're in the pause. Right there. Let's just exercise this pause place, the state, the space. In this space, we are connected to everything, but we're able to just almost be ignorant of everything, in a way. In this space, we're so centered that we don't judge. We take our time to respond, and we take our time, and we don't, and we learn not to respond harshly. And as you keep your eyes closed, just be comfortable with your current position. Let's take another big breath together, in through the nose. As you inhale, extend your stomach. Hold at the top. And exhale for 7 seconds, slowly. And feeling the diaphragm, your stomach area, exhaust itself from air. Breathing again, conscious breathing. Pausing at the top. And release. And holding a second in that pause space. Feeling the nothingness. The emptiness. At this point, allow yourself to feel any tension, but also to let go of it. Let go of your tension. To also feel your stresses. If any stresses, let go. At this point here, in the pause, you have no stress. You have no tension. And this pause in this space, it's wonderful because you have nowhere to go, nowhere to be, and you have nothing to do but just to be in the pause, just letting go. Letting go of what you might be holding on to. And just allow yourself to fully arrive in this present moment. Allow yourself. Allow yourself to fully arrive in this present moment. And now you're ready to embark on a healing meditation journey. Come on a journey with me. And in this moment, I acknowledge the challenge and blessings that come with the duality of this awareness. In the last episode, we talked about celebrating the good times, creating the resilience in the challenging times, finding the blessings. The blessings of the duality are that you'll never find happiness unless you experience sorrow. It works like that. Just knowing that, sometimes this is part of our healing. And now I embrace both the hindrance and the opportunity for growth that arises on my healing path. With me acceptance, with acceptance, I also surrender to the natural ebbs and flows of healing. This leads me to understanding that it is not a linear process. I release any expectations and judgment that I may hold towards my healing journey. I'm always in the awe and allowing it to unfold as it needs to be. Am I okay with that? I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with that. The moment I say to myself that I'm okay with that, it's the only time things are going to be okay. Taking a moment to ponder on that. And if I'm not okay with it, it's 100% sure that I'll be in the uncertainty, in the unknown that I am traveling, in the journey. And even though it is a healing, the journey healing, but I prefer to be okay with that. I accept. I cultivate self-compassion, offering kindness and understanding to myself as I navigate through the ups and downs. It is like the pause moment when we can cultivate compassion. I gently remind myself that healing takes time and effort, and I honor my own pace along this transformative journey and path. It never should be rushed. Healing is never rushed. It takes its own time. I seek support from those who can provide a guidance and a listening ear, knowing that I'm not alone on this journey. I know that even by providing podcasts like this or listening, I'm never alone. Aloneness is only an idea. It is an emotion that has been learnt, and I freely let that go. And I surround myself with a wonderful network of love and understanding, creating a safe space for healing to take place in my life. I let go of the past and embrace the present moment, knowing that it is here where true healing can be found. I take moments out and I bring awareness to my breath. And this allows me to become grounded. It does ground me in the present and then guides me towards the inner peace, the practice of groundfulness and breath. Let's just take another breath at the moment Take a nice, gentle breath in through the nose. Pause at the top and exhale. Again, dropping into the pore space. Bring in awareness to that. I observe the sensation in my body, acknowledging any areas of tension or discomfort with compassion. I know sometimes circumstances or situations can lead me to pain or some disturbance. But the key is to be in disturbance and not actually anxiously avoid it. To be okay with the disturbance and not to trigger off or have an impulse to do something else or create a reaction, but just to observe it. Observe that sensation in my body, this discomfort, and treat it with compassion, and with time things will heal. I begin to breathe into those areas, allowing the healing energy of my breath to flow through every cell of my body, of my being. I release any negative emotions or thoughts that just no longer serve me. I make space for healing and positivity. I realize that if I am focused too much on the negative, I'm stuck there. It's robbing me of my positive energy, and I could get caught into that rabbit hole. I realize any emotional, negative emotions or thoughts that no longer serve me, restrict me from my positive healing. I visualize a warm golden light surrounding me, enveloping me in its healing and its embrace. This golden light around me, enveloping me, embracing me. I invite this healing light to penetrate any areas of pain or imbalance, and then creating a soothness and then a nourishing effect. It's nourishing all those areas of pain, that imbalance. This light, this wonderful golden light, warm golden light. I affirm my commitment to self-care and self-love, understanding that they are essential components of my healing journey. For every ebb that I receive in life, it is part of the journey. And I'm the only one who's responsible for healing or creating healing in this life. I offer gratitude for the lessons learned from my past wounds, knowing that they have shaped me into who I am today. We might be talking about parent wounds, relationship wounds. We might be talking about archetypes that influence our inner child wounds, creating the landscape of the mind. So I offer gratitude for these lessons learned. I embrace the resilience within me, the learnt resilience, and trusting in my ability to overcome challenges and find healings. I'm grateful that I have the switch to switch off, but also to heal, to be part of it, to be authentic, to be vulnerable. I honor the progress I've made so far, celebrating even the smaller steps towards wholeness and well-being. And as I slowly bring my awareness back to the present moment, I carry the healing energy within me, ready to face the day with a renewed strength and compassion. Now just take a moment to express gratitude for this meditation practice and for the healing journey you're on with me. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes and bring in this sense of calmness and healing with you as you continue your day. And this is Nick here, Nick Jancy from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, wishing you a blissful, happy, and peaceful day. Namaste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.